There is a substance more precious than diamonds, more desirable than your health, your wealth, or your happiness. A very strange, mysterious, remarkable substance. A substance much more vital than even your human bloodstream or human heartbeats. This substance, day by day, is going to become more powerful, more important in your daily life. It's going to become more important in the flow of history and in the evolution of the human race. And it will soon be realized that it is the only substance on earth that can liberate mankind from diseases and disasters and from the countless conditions that inevitably lead every man, woman, and child to its death. This miracle substance is all around us now, invisible, ever present, ever powerful, ever ready to liberate us from all material conditions. It is the only substance on earth that holds the key to liberation, to salvation. And I guess to call it a miracle substance is an understatement, because it defies every material law known to man. There isn't a substance in our world manufactured by nature, or by industry, or by science, that can even be compared to this unique substance. It has no beginning. It has no end. It is what may be called a continuous substance. It is forever flawless. It is stronger than the strongest metal or gemstone known to man. It is unbreakable. It can never be separated from itself. It has no parts to age, to decay, or to deteriorate. In fact, it is such a self-contained substance that it needs nothing outside of itself. It is self-governing, self-sustaining, completely independent of the material world in which we think we live. This is a formless substance, but it is the substance from which all the illusions of form are derived. It's an invisible substance, and yet it is present, active, living everywhere. But there is something else we should know about this substance. Something so unbelievably beautiful that words are inadequate to describe the power, the freedom, that it can generate when fully understood. Above and beyond all the unique properties and powers of this miracle substance, there is one special attribute of importance to mankind. This substance, this wonderful substance of liberation, is the only substance in the universe that can never die. It is a substance that offers mankind eternal life, eternal freedom, eternal sustenance, eternal peace, eternal fulfillment, eternal perfection. And it is a real substance. Try to understand what that means. There is a miracle substance that can never die, a proven deathless substance. It is totally unknown to science. It is unsuspected by religion. It is totally ignored by the human race. But yet, it is the demonstrated teaching of the Christ, of all spiritually ordained masters, that whoever learns how to live in this eternal substance will never know death. We all know this is the teaching. We've heard about it and read about it. We've even nodded in agreement to it. But in spite of the teaching, look around you. Mankind is stumbling in the dark, looking for a light switch. Mankind is perpetuating his miseries. Mankind is still struggling to solve an endless jumble of problems, living by habit in a substance that we all know must die. But only 24 hours ago, the Christ mounted a cross and had declared that my kingdom is not of this world. My substance is not of this world. And that statement, ringing through the ages, coming once more to our attention, challenges the authority of death itself. And before dawn tomorrow, that same Christ will announce the victory that awaits all who dare to awaken from the sleep of mortal flesh. You are face to face with the heart of the Christ message. Your changeover from passive day-by-day acceptance of a limited material selfhood in bondage to material conditions, material lacks, material so-called laws and powers, or your choice of a daily recognition that you now already are the unlimited, unconditioned, undying miracle substance of your infinite Father. That is your choice. And this is the challenge that confronts you now. Mankind has missed it. But you can know that which is unknown to the human race. You can let your heart respond to the pure light of truth, and you can claim the eternal substance of God as your substance now. Isn't that the true meaning of sonship? The inspired acceptance of God as your Father, your substance. This is the path of enlightenment, and this is the path of freedom and glory. For there is proof that whoever receives this miracle substance is released into life eternal. Think a moment. The Christ, energized by this deathless substance, taught, demonstrated, proved that every individual on earth has an infinite spiritual body that can never die. And then to reinforce that liberating truth, and to demonstrate all freedom from material law, this same miracle substance moved Lazarus out of a tomb. It opened the eyes of the blind. It healed an infirm cripple who had been that way for 38 years. It calmed the tempest. It put gold in a fish's mouth. It rained loaves and fishes from the sky. It parted the Red Sea. It opened the gates of prison for Peter. And it showered us with miracle after miracle, healing after healing, with one purpose: to reveal to mankind that when we accept the deathless substance of God as our substance, our real substance, our permanent substance, our only substance, then and only then, all ills of human flesh must vanish. The limiting boundaries of our human consciousness must be erased. The material laws and powers of this world must be shattered. Karma must be dissolved. Sins must be forgiven. Errors must be corrected. And blessings must be multiplied. Why? Because the miracle substance truly is the only substance. Every other substance in our world is an imitation, a counterfeit of the genuine. And this amazing truth has been known throughout the ages. It was this substance, known by the Illuminati, that came to us under many disguised names. You've heard them all. Elixir of life, oil from your soul, bread of heaven, the philosopher's stone. All of these signify the deathless substance. And when one of the three magi called Balthazar brought myrrh to the manger of the newborn babe, he was symbolizing the miracle deathless substance, which is the Christ body, which is your inheritance, the inheritance of all who awaken from the dream of mortal flesh. And those who, after awakening, live consciously in their true eternal substance, which is always under the perfect government of God. Christ Jesus called this amazing substance the fountain of living waters. And the pool of Siloam. Paul, in his exaltation, called it the third heaven. Moses recorded it as the seventh day of Genesis, the day on which God rests. Why? Because the perfect substance does its own work through grace. But again, I call your attention to the most supreme name, the most sublime idea ever given to mankind. When Christ Jesus called this never-dying substance my kingdom, my substance, my kingdom, is not of this world. And mark you, my substance, my kingdom, can never die, and my substance, my kingdom, is your substance now, your kingdom now. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all things will be added to you. Seek ye first the deathless substance, and all things will be added unto you. What does that tell you? behind your human flesh, behind the atoms of matter that we call this world, behind the atoms of air, earth, water, and fire, Christ reveals another substance, the sap that runs through the mystical tree of life. Christ reveals that my kingdom is the only living substance. All else dies. All else counterfeits the primal, divine, genuine, miracle substance which is forever. The substance we may call celestial fire. For it alone can give you divine life now, instead of the illusion of life. But the miracle continues. Where is this eternal substance? The kingdom of God is within you. So where is this eternal Christ substance? It is already yours. It is within you. Within your eternal soul. Stop ignoring it. Stop laboring for the things that perish. Stop laboring for temporary things. Lay up your treasures in heaven, in divine consciousness. And where is that? Where are the treasures? Within your substance. Never outside you. Never in the external world. But now, within your true being is the deathless substance, the eternal, undying substance, the quickening fire, the eternal comforter, the unquenchable light, the transforming angel, the master alchemist, all teaching that the birth in your consciousness is the birth of the you that can never die. When you touch this miracle substance, you join those enlightened ones who have walked before you, who have also touched the substance that transforms. Look back. Think of the barren Sarah, the barren Elizabeth, who both conceived when they received this miracle substance. Think of Mary, who also released the substance, and no human father was needed. A woman with an issue of blood found this inner substance. She was regenerated instantly. Led by Jesus, the multitude touched this inner substance. And lo and behold, they saw loaves and fishes raining from the sky. in the village of Nain, a corpse received the substance and stepped right out of his coffin. Enoch realized his eternal substance, and he walked through death untouched. There are thousands of examples. Do we really need more than we have? Can there be any doubt that Jesus certainly taught his disciples how to receive this deathless substance so that they could follow him into eternal life? Can there be any doubt that this deathless substance is the secret of your rebirth, your transition, your elevation into enchanted mansions of reality? Think about it. Think of one substance a substance that can never be divided or separated, the substance that is infinite, perfect, living, ever one, eternal, ageless, harmonious substance. Think of the trees, the rocks, the rivers, as mental images, imitating this one deathless substance. This celestial substance which stands behind all the mental images of this world. And finally, know with a certainty that is forever, that this celestial substance behind the images of the world is you. Your human flesh, which dies, is not the substance. Your substance is infinite. Your substance is God individualizing. Your substance is now everywhere, perfect, self-maintained, complete. Your substance is the only substance that is. Find a place in your heart to believe this, that your substance is the infinite, eternal, now perfect substance of God. Your realization of this is called the click. And it is this click that releases your spiritual power. As you have more than one click, as this realization deepens, repeats itself, expands. It will feed your children. It will house your family. It will open mansions undreamed of. And it will overflow into your life as the added things. This click releases your life force and it flows through the mystical tree of your life upward through the fullness of the tree, through the crown of the tree, downward through the roots of the tree, through all of your life, out to the uttermost branches of your life, regenerating, revitalizing, transforming limitations of human life into divine glory. It makes you whole. There is one great error in our civilization, really only one. It is the separation from this eternal substance. To live without it can be compared to suicide. Whether we do it as an individual, a nation, or a civilization, the absence of this living substance in the material consciousness of man makes corpses of the human race. Whoever is separated from this eternal substance becomes stagnant. Our bodies lose their resilience. Our activities lose their meaning. We feel incomplete. Something seems missing. The salt loses its savor. We can double and even redouble our efforts, but all the work that we do is in the wrong substance. We're trying to do what only the eternal substance can do. And finally, and we all know this feeling, we hit dry, barren periods. Life loses its enchantment, becomes a daily struggle, just a haphazard jumble at the mercy of forces that we can't control. And then eventually we wither. We pass right out of the picture because we have needed fresh manna and we didn't know where to go for it. Probably more tragic than that, we go to God for this manna and we don't receive it. And we don't know why. The very God we worship and adore doesn't seem to know that our hearts are crying out. We're in pain, in stress, in impossible situations. We're near the breaking point, beyond endurance. And nothing can remedy that. Nothing except truth. Divine truth. Because without divine truth, man must continue seeking fruits from the wrong tree. And his fruits, however they may seem to be, rich, glorious, whatever words he uses, successful, his fruits will continue to be in the wrong substance as long as he is in the wrong tree. You've got to go to your truth center, your soul center. Because it is through your truth center, your soul center, that the miracle substance flows. It does not flow through the human mind. All that flows through the human mind are images of matter, the counterfeit substance. And there you have it. We're on the wrong level. We're on the level of mind, the level of matter, while the eternal substance flowing through our soul is knocking at the door saying, "Let me enter. I am come." Repeatedly. As if we could never learn, we make the identical error. We reach for the decoy, and we let the reality go by. We do it because it comes naturally, and because we are the creature, the natural man. Just think of how we react. What do we begin with? We begin with what we need or think we need. We start with our material human needs. Think of the mother crying out, "I must feed my children. I must pay the rent. I need a roof over our heads." To her, that's all very logical. And millions of mothers have done it and are doing it. But that is not enough. Many parents have provided their children with all the basic necessities, but they have failed miserably. Because they have neglected the greatest gift that any parent can give a child. And that gift is to feed a starving soul as well as a hungry little stomach. How many parents do you know who have given their children physical bread, but through ignorance have denied that child the bread of life, the true fatherhood of God? How many parents do you know who have taught their children how to be united with their infinite source. You can probably count them on one hand. How many parents, through their human fear and human doubting, have really denied that God is the real father of their children? That is how we deny our children the true bread of life. Unless you recognize that God is the father of your child, you are going to overlook the supreme truth that the Spirit of God, right now, is the perfect, harmonious, deathless substance of your child. And if you do, you will continue working from the level of visible lacks and visible limitations, instead of from the true level, the ever-present level, the invisible level of spiritual abundance. Your material problems are the Antichrist. Material problems make us react. They make us begin in the wrong place. First, we're hypnotized by this material brain because it can never know this material world in any other way. It does not know the miracle substance. We look out of material eyes that cannot see it. We hear with material eyes that cannot hear it. And we touch with fingers that cannot touch it. And in this material process, we forget our own substance. We become slaves to the world mind. Atomic robots. We forget the presence of our own source. The perfection of our own source. The love of our own source. The intelligence of our own source. And the power, the grace of our own source. And in our haste, in our forgetfulness, in our ignorance of that ever-present substance, we forget to make contact with our source. And our little body image chases around after our brain to remedy something that we think God forgot to do. This is the human way. When you know the truth, the folly of that unenlightened way is very clear. When you know the truth, then you realize that you must stop working from the level of the tree of knowledge. The tree of mind. You must stop exhausting your energy by working in the wrong substance. And when you do, you will discover that you have been in the wrong tree, denying yourself the real fruits of your labor. And if you happen to be a parent, please know this. Every child has been provided for by its own substance. All that child needs is a parent, and sometimes a grandparent, to witness that truth. And thus to open the soul of the child. When you recognize Christ's substance where human flesh is, grace will do the rest. And this really is the supreme gift that you can give your children. It's also quite different than teaching them to think about God. You must teach them how to receive the thoughts of God. How to recognize their own substance and how to unite with their source. For only this will release the power of the kingdom of God into their lives. Only this will lift them out of temporary material shadows into life eternal, into their true inheritance as the child of God. Right now, your eternal substance is in this room. It has always been on earth. And there is no greater spiritual truth in our universe . The reason that initiation has been hidden from the world, veiled but recorded, is that mankind has not been ready to receive their own substance. Mankind has been reluctant to yield human flesh. But we too are on the cross, learning that we must yield the material image. Your substance is the substance of God on earth. It is independent of death, independent of all material powers. It is unconditioned. It cannot be hurt Your substance can never be in pain. It can never be defiled. It can never be separated from God, because you and God are one infinite substance. Your substance never needs help. It is always self-sustaining. It is always God-governed. And even though the flesh may cry, your substance is not that flesh. Your substance is both the sap and the mystical tree of life. It is divine. It is always about your Father's business. Is it always expressing your Father's perfection? And wherever recognized, accepted, lived in, it dissolves the false appearance of mortal conditions, dream conditions. It takes dominion and reveals divine harmony. It demonstrates that sonship is an eternal relationship. That whatever God does, your miracle substance is doing. It opens your inner eye to accept the real bread of life, to manifest the treasures that you have. And to reveal that you are in the Father, and the Father is in you. John the Beloved understood the presence and the nature of the deathless substance of your being. Through his love, through his vision, the door of initiation has ever been open for anyone who is ready to shake off the counterfeit dust of mortality and to return to true selfhood in the Father's house. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Thank you, John. who is in the world. Your limited physical self, the self that dies. Who is he that is in you? Your spirit self, your infinite self, your eternal life substance. One dies because it is counterfeit, not of God. One lives because it is of God, because it is genuine. John, like Jesus, was revealing there is only one substance, one. No second, no other substance. That means that every substance that dies, no exceptions, is a counterfeit. An imitation of the eternal substance. And John, like Jesus, was stating, you have the God-given capacity to live now in that deathless substance. Your flesh dies, yes, but your real substance is deathless. It is here. It is living. It is perfect. It is infinite. It is undivided. It is continuous. It is self-complete. It is self-governing, self-sustaining. All human forms are mental images. Imitations of that one substance. And again, you must go behind these images, behind these images of the mind, and there feel your genuine substance. Feel the invisible substance that is you. The substance that is your child, your mother, your father, brother, sister, your neighbor. That invisible miracle substance is you. It is the only you there is. It is the you that ever has been and ever will be. That is your eternal life substance. And when you forget it, when you live in the substance of flesh, you are not living in you.